مين؟ السنة كل سنة ما نسيب من ولا.
أوكي.
Let me talk to you.
Say something. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So now it comes to the question now of diagnosis. How do I know if somebody is affected or not? So there's no need for ilhami things. There's no need now to do jinn catching, to ask a jinn what is the person got a problem or not. There's no need to read over a person to see if they're going to shake or they're going to react. There's no need, because many times people who are affected, they don't even react, you know. There's no need now to break some eggs and see if the egg got blood in it or not, if the person is affected or not. There's type of thing people do. And you need to hold the taweez in the hand. If your hand is heavy, then you're affected. If your hand is normal, you're not affected. There's no need to do all those type of things. It's simple, cause and effect. So I'm drinking some water, mashallah. Water has one effect in my body. Well, I've got some manju juice here, mango juice. So I'm a manju, Marana, so you know, mango. So mango, the juice now will have an effect on my body. And as you got mango juice, if you have orange, different effect, different sifat. If you have lychee, it will be a different effect. If you drink tea now, what am I saying? I must drink some tea, you have a different effect. Drink coffee, different effect. Drink cough mixture, different effect. So each item that I use in my life, it will have a different effect. The quality of those items will affect me according to that quality. So similarly, when a person is affected, the magicians and the sahirin will use different items. They'll buy a lock from the hardware store. And then nowadays, we like to expose everything. We like to take selfies and publish it on our Twitter. And okay, no more Twitter now, you know. It's what, X or something like that. And then Facebook. And I'll put everything out there. And on that point, remember, sisters in Islam, that on the social media accounts, everybody only puts the good. When they're having a good time, the good occasions, they put it. So it gives a portrayal to everybody else in the world that only good is happening to you, only ups and positives is happening for you. However, Allah Ta'ala has given sabr and shukr. Shukr for the good and sabr for the difficulty, for the test. So every human, every person has their ups and downs. Otherwise, what is the need for sabr and shukr? However, these social media accounts portray a different life. Now when I'm sitting down now, my husband or my wife, they never show me love how I wanted or whatever it be. Now I'm sitting there and crying, I'm depressed. I'm looking at that person's life, apparent fake life, a picture. Oh, this person is like that. Oh, they went here to the beach. They went here. Ah, yeah, sitting at home, doing nothing. They say, park dom, live long, yeah? So don't sit at home, save yourself from the fitna. So now we're saying all of that and we're starting to get depressed. But in reality, behind all of that, everybody goes through ups and downs. Anyway, coming back to the point, is that I put my photograph up. It's easy now. Before, if a magician wanted your photograph, what lens they had to go through to get your photograph? Now they just take it, do a screenshot, put in a PDF, print it out. Easy as that. So they take a picture, a photograph. Now in the Lodium, I don't know if the WhatsApp or whatever the messages came this way to be. In Lodium, they found items in a Kabristan, in the magic, in the Lodium cemetery. They found the chicken and I don't know what other things, items they found. So they'll take a sanitary pad, they'll put some blood on it, they'll put the needles in a doll. They take sand from the graveyard. The water from a dead person, the musta'mal water after washing of the janaza, things like that. They take some leaves from the tree or try the magic of the tree. So according to different ways they do the magic. And when they do magic on a person, then they won't use one item. Right? So you won't find that a person would only want to have one symptom with one sihr. I haven't really come across that. But it's always multiple. Because the work is the same, it's just they pick all the items, put it together. And they do the actions over all of the items one time. instead of taking one item and one item. So they won't start using one item. They always mix the mixed masalas. Right? Now, we studied how the magicians do magic and sihr. There were plus minus 45 different ways that they do sihr across the world. It's limited in the ways they do it. It's just that now, you might find different magic predominant in different areas. Because each ustad has a different style, so to say, you know. So if in Durban, you might get a specific type, you might get a lot of, what we've experienced is a separation here between husband and wife, and a lot of magic of Dinar and Kabristan, where depression is a lot. You see? So certain areas maybe there's more eaten sihr. It depends what the magicians in that specific area like to use more. But you can get all the types of the sihr in one place. It is possible. It's just that it depends on the style and the working of that magician, what he prefers to work with. You know? So like you get the sahirin in the ocean. They'll go do and they'll catch the shayateen to help them from the ocean, from the seaside. Those who are staying in a mountainous region, they'll go catch the shayateen who are staying in the mountains and bring them for help. So according to what their convenience and their systems, they'll do that. So we've studied how magicians work, and we've studied how people are affected, meaning their symptoms. So by asking the patient what you experience, you go to the doctor, you sit there with the doctor and you tell the doctor, what's wrong with me? No. You explain to the doctor, this was happening, I'm getting a pain here, this is happening. No, don't worry, bye. It's not a heart problem, it's an angina problem. Don't worry, you haven't got pneumonia, you got a flu. So according to what you explain to the doctor, what you're experiencing and symptoms you have, what will happen? The doctor can draw a conclusion to your problem. You understand what I'm saying? So similarly, when a patient explains to the Raqi that these are the problems I'm experiencing, you don't need them. We are used to going there, but the Mawlana sitting there, the Mawlana must tell you all the story, that story. No. We need to know, we know our symptoms more than anybody else. By you explaining to us the symptoms you are experiencing, then we can draw a conclusion if you are affected or not. So some people, they're affected, but they say, hey, Mawlana, I got too much rain, I got too much nazar, I got too much evil eye. So what's the difference between evil eye and magic? So evil eye, an evil eye can go on to my child. So it doesn't mean evil eye is because it's an evil intention. No, evil eye, the effects of it are evil. Although the intention can be good. However, hasad is more worse than evil eye, because hasad is like, why you got and I haven't got. That will affect you to a worse level, a higher level. Then you're going to get magic, which will affect you now more broad spectrum in your life. So if I've got evil eye on my dishwasher, for example, or my washing machine, or my KitchenAid smeg appliance, I bought a new one now. Now evil eye will affect that item specifically. And usually now it's breaking down, it's brand new, things are going off with it. But magic and sihr will be more broad spectrum across four categories. More broad spectrum in my life. It will affect me not only in my KitchenAid mixer, it's going to affect me where? In my relationship. It's going to affect me in my health and my dreams as well. So the first category is regarded as a unusual blockages. What is the unusual blockage? Something which is systematic, is repetitive, and no actual reason for it to happen. So now, for example, a person tells you, hey, Moran, I can't get a job. Say, bye, how many places you went? Moran, there's two stores here, I've got no job, I've got a blockage. No, bye. Carry on now, go look for more jobs in different places, and you get to try some more. When it becomes repetitive, to the point where now it follows a pattern, and you can actually say, hey, you know, I just know how this thing is going to go down. You know? So the other one also is, I say, now, Moran, I went to see the girl to get married. All the girls are telling me no, or I'm saying no, I don't know why. How many girls are you going to see? I'm going to see three girls. No, bye. Is that a blockage? You need to continue. You need to continue fishing, you know. So you say, but Mulana, not all fish are goldfish. That's the problem. So you make dua, Mulana, Allah accept your khidmat here in the madrasa. Allah Ta'ala make all the children coming to your madrasa or the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make them the goldfish of the Ummah, inshallah. So, if a person has now, I'm a druggie, or I'm a thug gangster, and no one has given me a daughter in marriage, that is not a blockage. That's a reason for it to happen. That is a reason for it to happen. Because my reputation has been bugged up. So now I need now to sort my reputation out, show people that I have turned over a new leaf, so to say. And then it would be a different story. But for no reason, repetitively, systematically, I'm having a blockage in doing what I need to do. Study-wise, I'm putting all my effort in. And all now, I can't understand this, I can't get that, so it's a problem for me. So that's regarded as a blockage. So we'll use one example of one siha across these four categories. So as a blockage in life, so we're using magic of the grave, which is quite common here in South Africa, right? So, like a dead person got no future. So in all your endeavors, what you try to do, you got no future, you got no going. No way open. Like a dead person got nothing in front of him, so to say. Yes, you got the Akhirah and, you know, Jannah, Jannam, Hisab, Kitab, Yawmul Qiyamah is going to come. But I mean that from a human, from a perspective of the dunya. A dead person got nothing there. There's nothing in the dunya left for him now. It's no more go in the dunya. So he also or she would have no go in any way. Either they can't get the thing done or progress there, or either they're not motivated even to get it done. Secondly, in unusual mental states. So, the person, if with magic of the grave, the person will feel sad and down for no reason. Yes, if there's a reason I'm sad, you're not going to see I got magic on me, no. It's now for no reason, every now and then I'm feeling down. And also the level of it can affect you, also it can vary from person to person. So some people even feel suicidal, think death or of death a lot, feel I'd rather be dead. So now, that is now the unusual mental state, feeling sad, down, for no actual reason. The third category is the unusual health issues. So you're always tired. The doctors, no reason, we do not know what's wrong with you. You want to sleep and sleep, like a dead person sleeps always, you become like that. Even if you say, listen, this week I'm sleeping properly early, but when you wake up in the morning, you're tired, like you had a fight the whole night. You become reclusive. Dead person is alone. You don't want to associate with people. In the dreams and nightmares, you will see dead people. You can see pious dead people. You can see family members who have passed on. Or you can see living people dead. Or you can dream of the Qabristan, people in janaza namaz, or different types of dreams that got any symbolic thing to do with the grave. So these are the four categories and an example of magic of the grave. However, as I told you, you won't find a person now would only this. You'll never find that. I haven't found that. But generally, you'll find that person with more symptoms as well, together with the symptoms of the Qabristan. So, if you have got all four categories as ticking the box, or even three, and sometimes even two boxes out of four, but together with that, you're testing positive for other types of sihr as well. So, we're going to give you the ayat. Also for Qabristan, which is our mankana maitan fahinaw ja'ala lahu nuri yamshi bihi fi nas. So in the topic of that ayat, they're discussing death and life. And you're going to read the intention of destroying the magic of the grave. So like that magic, for anger, wa idha ma ghadibum yaghfirun, for fear, wa amanahu bin khawf, for seer of water, fa awhayna ila Musa an idrib bi asaka al-bahr. So water seer, what it does, is that a person can start things off in life. But every time now they need now to take benefit of the thing and move on to the next level, everything gets washed away. And a person now has to rebuild their life. Either in the same thing or restart something else. Can't finish school, can't finish madrasa, can't finish work. Everything starting off nicely but can't get somewhere. Another example, your water is here, money is coming in, but your money is going like water. Your time is there, but your time is going like water. You see? So like that. So a person, so different, so toilet, magic of a toilet. So in dreams that you'll see you're in toilet, you might see yourself relieving yourself or whatever it may be, or you see yourself cleaning it up or whatever it may be. So that now seer will give you the ayat, رَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَرُدَّ فَحْجُرْ, to counter that. And the reason for that is to make you like a repulsive person, a disgusted person to everyone else. So people don't turn to you for help and don't want to associate with you. That's why they do that type of siyam also, you see. So they take the magic, they throw it from a high place. So the magic falls. So as the magic, like how the magic was falling, so to you, like example, you're going to sleep, you're sleeping, you feel like you're falling, but you're still on the bed. That's to drop a person in life. So according to the way the magic was done, so too will be the symptom and the effect in the person's life. All bismillah. There are people we have come across, they have one symptom, but they have magic done on them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one Mawlana, we do rukya for him, he only had a stomach problem. However, zero other problems. But he had seen and he knows, he saw ta'weezes, people making for him, living in his madrasa and everything, but no other symptom. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from everything else. And just tested him in the one. So it only affects you by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is how you come to a conclusion or a diagnosis. So on our website also you'll find all the different questions. You can find the answers for them. You can find your symptoms. So you can do like a self-diagnosis there. The full treatment of what we've discussed earlier is there as well. So that is now how you can, a person can identify if they have a problem. They're doing the ibadah, all of a sudden it's difficult. When they're reading Quran, they're falling asleep. Eyes are burning. They're making wudu to get ready for salah, but later on missing the jamaat, the salah becomes qaza. Ibadah is difficult for you. To get a job is difficult. Maintaining a relationship is difficult. You feel, for no reason, you're feeling distance from your partner. A person can't have children. A woman can't have a child. You're studying, your mind is blocked. People make promises to you, they don't ever get back to you. Mentally, you have doubt of Allah, doubt of Islam. You've been through some trauma, so you need some psychotherapy. We have to do psychotherapy for you to heal the cracks in the mind. You get angry for no reason, or your anger is sitting at a higher level than where the problem is at. Your confusion, indecisiveness to choose between two things become very, very difficult for you. Lack of confidence, lack of concentration, blanking out when you need to, you're sitting in front of the computer, you need to do your work. Hey, what am I supposed to do? You know, so you're blocked. You can't, your mind is blocked. You hear voices, you hear people calling you. You hear ringing, buzzing. When you're sitting alone, you see people from the corner, you see shadows from the corner of your eye. When you turn to look, there's nothing there. When you're alone, you feel like you're being watched. You turn to see, there's nobody there. You feel somebody standing over you when you're sleeping, for example. That's the mental issues. Health issues, the doctor can't explain. Like some person, like they got a wound on their leg. So the wound, when you got a problem, a sore, what will happen? It's either going to get worse, or either it's going to get better, either or. It's not going to stay the same. So the thing will stay, the wound will stay on your leg for years on end. But it's not getting worse, but neither is it getting better, even if you put medication on it. The doctors say, no, you've got a very unique illness. So that's another problem. We don't know what to do. Or we can't come to a conclusive diagnosis. So on and so forth. Unusual problems with the legs, psoriasis, eczemas, irritable bowel syndrome, cancer, all those types of things can be related to magic. So while we're on this topic of the health issues, many times we go to the people who are helping this issue and it's a problem. They tell you, no, this is a magical problem, it's not a health problem. So remember, if you have a problem, a health problem, it will either be started off by magic, I mean health problem with other symptoms. So either it will be, if you're a victim of magic, so it will either be that the health problem was started because of the magic, or it was already there, and the magic made it worse than what it is now, either or. In both situations, you should do ruqya, the Quranic treatment, together with doing medical treatment. If you're doing the actual medication, which is like the Hakim's or whatever it is, or alternative medication, meaning tablets and everything like that, I say it's opposite way around they made it, isn't it? The original medication, Molana, is what? Is the so-called tib, isn't it? The tib medication. And all these pharmaceuticals, that is alternative, because that was original, and this came later. So, but they gave it the other name around that. So now, you take your medication. So what Rukia is doing, if you take a hammer and you smash my hand, Rukia is now lifting the hammer. But my bones broke, tissues were damaged, I need to put it in a cast, I need to take some painkillers. So now, and to heal my hand as well. So to take medical treatment, it is not against Rukia. You can take medical help while you're doing your Rukia, and you should take medical help while you're doing your Rukia. As you're feeling better, you can stop your medication. As the problem goes away, you stop your medication. Rukia now is removing the hammer. Now our relationship is damaged by the magic. So when the magic is gone, husband and wife is sitting now, all the jadu is finished and everything, but they're still far apart. Why? Because when it was magic, we were fighting, we were swearing each other and everything like that. Now we're hitting each other, whatever it may be. Now, when the magic is gone, you must remember, I did things to you which hurt you. And you did things to me which hurt me. So what it means now? Now we have to start rebuilding our relationship, play the game again, so to say. You know? Rebuild the love between us that was lost because of magic. It's not that the magic is gone and then the love is going to be back. No, we have to rebuild. In a business situation, does it mean that the magic is gone, all your businesses, all the money is going to come back in account? No. You have to progress your business. And the fact that now you can rebuild your marriage shows you that alhamdulillah, the magic is gone or it's gone weak. Or the fact that now I can rebuild my business, it shows you that now alhamdulillah, we are getting progress. Because when the magic was there, we're sitting down to sort the problem out, it's getting worse than what it actually was. And the sign of the seal, we're sorting out our problem, the minimum should be that the problem should remain the same, if in a normal situation. However, when there's jadu and magic involved, the problem doesn't stay the same, it actually gets much worse when you're trying to sort it out. So you do your ruqya, your treatment of all the shaitani effects to remove it, together with getting your marriage counseling and everything done and building your relationship. Right? Similarly with the health, you need to do that as well. Okay? The fourth category will be the dreams and nightmares. A person will dream, people are chasing them, fighting with them. Dream of water, rivers, seas, tsunamis, swimming. Dream of flying. You dream of cats, dogs, lions, bulls, snakes. Dream of toilet, sexual dreams. Dream of people doing rituals. Amongst a few examples of the dreams and nightmares. So in this way, inshallah, it's something simple, something is easy, something which is replicable, is not unique to anybody. Alhamdulillah, right? So very, very importantly, we don't need a jinn now to tell us what our problem is. We already know our own problem, what's wrong in our life and what's normal and what's abnormal in our life. We don't need a taweez, and those taweezes and amulets of protection, we don't use all of those things. We don't know the meaning. If I have a sweet or a chocolate or a food that I'm purchasing, it has a stamp of Sanha or MJC. In fact, I'm with the MJC, Molana. Muslim Gene Catchers. So, that I will still read the ingredients, but that got to do with halal and haram. But now I'm using a taweez with numbers, grids, words there, which I do not even know the meaning of. So that's got to do with iman. So there's a doubt, it's a problem. And if you look at it, if you want a taweez, in every Muslim home, generally there's more than one copy of Quran Sharif in that house. So you got the entire Quran from Bismillah till Nas written in full for you in your house. So if you want a taweez, that Mushaf is your taweez. Why you need now one taweez special of this surah and that surah written in numbers, which you don't even know what numbers it is. 1 + 1 = 4 or 5, I don't know. You put the thing on the door, what? Oh. Yes, if you read it, you can see Ayatul Kursi there, you can see du'as are there, those type of taweez is 100% permissible. However, way you don't know the meaning of those things, how are you going to use it? Written in such a form, worse than a doctor's script, the text, we do not know, they write Ya Badu, they say no, this is an Aramaic language or whatever, if there's any language like that, Allah's name, all Allah's names are not that now Allah revealed to me specially. All Allah's names are whatever has been mentioned in the Quran Kareem and in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya came to introduce us to Allah. But now Allah must keep his name a secret. Doesn't make sense, does it? So Allah's names are all there. Now we don't need unique names. We don't know where these names come. Those are names of jinn. Right? So stay away from all of those things. Put the nur of Quran. Sahaba used to write taweez also. Tied in the neck of it. But he write the actual dua. The numbers and grids and all of those things. So that's a whole different topic. Say to say, see, simply put, if I write Bismillahi wa Barakatillah on a plate, in gold, or in saffron, you know, whatever, when I put my food on that plate, do I need to recite Bismillah wa Barakatillah before I eat or not? I have to read it, even though it's written. So just like how the switch now, if the contact points, the light, the current is flowing between the contact points. So when I read the nur of Quran is being activated. So we need to put that switch on and we need to read the Quran al-Kareem for our shifa and our problems, inshallah. Alright? You don't need to make sacrifice. If you want to give sadaqah for your problem, mashallah, it's a sunnah that to cure your ill through sadaqah. Mafhum of the hadith. But now to take this and give that and then go throw it to the wind, go throw this there, go put that in the Kabristan, you know, like my relative also. Go tablighi sati 100%. But an alim, looking like me also, you can say, that he told him, no, but take the goat's head and put it in the Kabristan at 12 o'clock in the night. So those are doing sihr on ourselves. The person is saying, one person there in Chatsworth, telling the people that you must bring your hair, your nails, meaning your fingernails. You must bring your underwear, your used underwear, meaning you can't go buy one new one from the shop. But the woman will bring the menses underwear to wear to him, and then he must give you a red cloth. You must take it, and you must, if you're staying inland, you must throw it in the river, and if you're staying on the seaside, you must throw it in the ocean for 40 days. That's bring sihr on yourself. If you get a fake Molana who's stealing your money, it's alright, they're stealing your money. But if you get a real guy, he can steal your iman, which is a much worse. That's the one we should worry about. Alright, so may Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah, that before we do anything, we have ulama ikram, convey to the ulama ikram that this is what so and so is telling me to do. Is it permissible or not? Should I do this treatment or not? That's why Allah said, no, ulama sahaba, we always ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whenever they've done anything. So that is why they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we should do Rukya. Can we do Rukya now? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, present me to your Rukya. So then after Sahaba presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there's no problem with Rukya. Ma lam yakun fihi shirkun. As long as there's no shirk in it. So let the ulama ikram, they studied not for nothing in the madrasa. They studied, they know all these things. Why, where is shirk, where is no shirk, where is hidden shirk. They will advise us and save our iman, inshallah. Alright, so we take a small break, whatever it may be. We can we send the answers, the question in A. Whatever questions anybody has, inshallah, we'll answer the questions. Your own personal problems, those questions we won't do now. But just in general questions of understanding and things, you know, we'll answer those questions. Your private questions, your personal situation, inshallah, you can send it through via WhatsApp or to the Rukia helpline, inshallah. Alright, inshallah, you can WhatsApp them. Maapa is there, you can send it to her, tell her, then she'll send the messages, or Rashid, you can send them, whichever way you can send the questions, write in a page, and send the pages, papers through, or whatever it may be, whichever way is easy, inshallah. Well, Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, 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 wa